Hey everyone, I am the host and founder of Project Light Ministry, Will Vidalia. Question: why does God send people to hell? Answer: the Bible says that God created hell for Satan and the wicked angels who rebel against him. But there are people in hell also. In Matthew chapter 25 verse 41 it says, then should he says also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepare for the devil and his angels. Both angelic beings and human beings are in hell for the same reason, sin. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, for the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Because God is completely righteous and perfect. Let us read in Psalm chapter 18 verse 30. It also says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tired. He is buckler to all those that trust in him. He always does what is right. There is no darkness in God, not the smallest speck of imperfection. Now in 1 John chapter 1 verse 5, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. That is 1 John chapter 1 verse 5. Now God himself is the standard for what is right. God, and he is perfect. If it were not for God's being and by being the standard of perfection, create beings would have nothing to measure themselves against. In other words, if God is perfect, righteous, then anything that falls short of says perfection is sinful. And every human being who were ever lived since Adam falls from grace has committed sin. Now in Romans chapter 3 verse 23 it says, for all have sinners and come short of the glory of God. Because Adam sinned, the entire human race now has a sinful nature. In Romans chapter 5 verse 12 says, wherefore, as by one man sin entire into the world, and death by sin, and the death pass upon all men, for all that have sinned. But people do not go to hell because of Adam's sin. They go to hell because of their own sin, which they freely choose. You can check it out and read in the scriptures of James chapter 1 verse 13 to 16. That is James chapter 1 verse 13 to 16. Now, let us continue. Since God is eternal and infinity and all sins are fundamental against God, God has declared the punishment for sin must also be eternal. In Matthew chapter 25 verse 46 it says, and these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. There is another aspect to consider, which is that God also created people to live eternally. So when someone commit a sin against another person, the offended person has also been entirely wrong. God, therefore, has deemed also who commit sins wills go to hell because they have failed to meet his righteous standards. They have broken his laws of perfection. If God did not send people to hell for breaking his laws, it could be said that God is not just. In Psalms chapter 7 verse 11, it says, God judge the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. A good analogy is a court of law, which a judge and a lawbreaker. A judge will always convict the person who has been found guilty. If the judge did not pursue justice for the crime, he would not be a just judge. Read Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 4. It says, He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways and judgment, a God of truth without iniquity, just and right he is. However, the good news is that God is also merciful. He is rich mercy. He made a way for sinners to avoid punishment of hell by trusting in the atoning work of his Son, Jesus Christ. In Mark chapter 16, verse 16 says, He that believes it and is baptized should be saved, but he that believe not should be damned. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Now, for Christians, the penalty of sin has been removed and placed upon Christ on the cross. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, it says, Who has own self bear our sins in our own body of the tree, that we bring death to sin, should live unto righteousness by hosts, stripes, yet ye were healed. And I'm going to read it again. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we bring death to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Because of the sacrifice of Christ, God is still just. The sin is punished, yet he is also merciful to all who believe. Amen.